Amen. Thank the Lord tonight for his word, and amen. He's true to his word, and I thank God for his precious word. For God himself has declared that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So we thank the Lord tonight for being back in another Bible class on this, the amen, sixth day, I believe, already, yes. Or month of March. Amen. I believe this coming weekend we move the clocks ahead 1 hour, so we're going to lose 1 hour of sleep. So might as well get used to it. Amen. It's coming. So, but we praise God tonight that we are able to be in the house tonight. He's been so good throughout the day and throughout the different weather patterns we even experienced in this particular year. But all of these point toward the soon coming of the Lord. So we praise God for you being here tonight. And we've been talking the last month or so on the topic of marriage versus divorce. And we looked at, amen, some statistics. We looked at, amen, what people say about divorce. And we also looked at what the scripture says about divorce. And of course, what people say about divorce does not coincide or agree with what the Lord says. Amen. God put man together. And when God performed the first marriage, one of the things he said was, whatsoever God has put together, let no man put asunder. Of course, we know that's gone by the wayside, and marriage divorce rates are pretty high, depending on what kind of statistic you read. I'm not sure anybody knows, but I went on Google, and most of the stuff that I get, it's not my statistics. It's based on someone else's statistics, so I don't claim. I have a disclaimer, amen. Amen. Don't blame me for what the statistics show. I didn't write it. And different people have different opinions as to what the rates are. But I said at the beginning of our series that no matter what the correct statistics are, 50%, 40%, 30%, 20%, whatever that figure is, one divorce is too many for the Lord. So I rest my case on that based upon the scriptures. So tonight we're going to try to get down and see how far we can get it. We want to try to finish. Try to finish up this series tonight if we can. And I put all these online on our website. I think this is part four. So again, these are comments made by someone else, but I just read them to you. And I agree with this. It says no marriage is easy. Everybody agree with that? No marriage is easy. Even coupled with the best intentions are sometimes unable to overcome the challenges and end up in the courtroom. No matter how good intentions they have, but there's always something that I would say this from my own perspective. I don't believe any couple goes into a marriage anticipating divorce. I mean, that be rare. You know, they're not anticipating that unless they have a weird reason, like a marriage of convenience. You know, like those kinds of things happen. So he says they end up in a courtroom because of they tried, but just could not overcome the challenges that faced them. That's why it's important to address issues in your relationship when? Early on. Don't wait it till it gets way out of whack, then try to do something about it. But he said, if you can sort of address the issue right up front, don't let it linger and linger and linger. Amen. Whatever the issues are, amen, address them early on. We spoke last week about so many reasons why divorces happen. And we also talked about some reasons why, if you do these particular things, you're likely to stay together until one partner dies. So then it says, don't wait until they are beyond fiction. You know, sometimes there's a point where it goes, I think in the courts they call unreconcilable differences. It's pretty bad when you get to that point. Of course, you tried everything, but you reached the point there. It was not always unreconcilable. But what happened, sometimes you just wait and wait and wait and deal with stuff and don't in the wrong way or don't deal with it at all till it gets beyond the point of being unreconcilable. Can't fix it. It says, practice kindness. Make intimacy a priority. Practice. Got to practice kindness. Make intimacy a priority. Go on holidays and seek marriage counseling, even when things are fine. I don't know. Well, I'm not sure I agree with that, but that's what they say. Even, you know, seek marriage counseling. Why would you want counseling when everything's going okay? I guess it won't hurt, but that one I'm not sure I agree with, but you might. But anything you can do to preserve the health and longevity of your relationship. So whatever it takes to preserve that longevity of the relationship, amen, you ought to do it. Because there are so many things that causes people to split up. Sometimes it's your mother-in-law, sometimes your sister-in-law, sometimes it's your friends, and, you know, all kinds of reasons why sometimes you break up your relationship. But, you know, just because you don't agree is no reason to separate. I mean, you're supposed to work it out. The marriage vow says, for better, for worse, for sickness and in health, for richer, for poor. Amen. And he says, until what? Death do us part. That's what it says. That's a very serious thing. But I said to you some time ago that, you know, Bishop Ford, when he performed marriages, he talks about the little things. He said, it's any marriage relationship, marriages usually don't blow up, amen, or get out of shape because of just the little things. It's not the blowout, it's the slow leaks, amen, that causes it. So he's so right about that. It's the little thing. Even the Bible said it's the little what foxes that destroy the vine. So don't neglect in your relationship the little things. And that's pertains to all of us that are married. Try your very best before you decide that things are beyond your control and it's time to give up. Try the very best before you make that decision. That's pretty common sense advice. That way you can have the peace of knowing you tried all of the alternative before you made that big step. Amen. That's an important step that you make, and I wouldn't take that lightly. But the way it is now, I mean, folks blow up over every little bitty little thing. But I think one of the things they talked about way back when we talked about trying to keep things together, try to remember when you're going through stuff, try to remember back when you first met, how good things were, about the good times, you know. Then you begin to think about, you know, and ask yourself, how did it get to this point? way back 30 years when we met, boy, that nothing could separate us. Now, every least little thing separates us. So you know it, not you, it's a trick of the devil. It's, you know, it's not a God thing. So it has to be a devil thing. God didn't cause that. He didn't recommend that. So sometimes we let things come in, but we follow the edicts of God. And I said from the beginning, if Adam, I think he lived 930 years, if I'm not correct. He lived 930 years. So if he was married for 930 years to Eve, we ought to be able to only have two. So we know that it's possible. Even though when Eve calls and eat of that forbidden tree fruit, and but he didn't blame her. Well, he blamed her, but he didn't fall out with her till he said, "I'm done with you." Really, because there was nobody else he could marry anyway. So, but that okay. Now these are statistics that. Now you see this. This is an old statistic. Like I said, October 2012. I'm sure things have changed by now, and maybe either for better or worse. But even so, if these statistics, even back in 2012, if these were correct, it's really unbelievable. How many divorces are there? In America, there's one divorce in approximately every 36 seconds. I mean, I find that hard to believe. But, you know, what you're looking at a population of millions and millions of people. That's nearly 2,400 divorces per day, 16,800 divorces per week, and 876,000 divorces in a year. That's statistic. That's not mine. You go up on Google and pull it up, it'll give you the same thing. The average length of a marriage that ends in divorce is 8 years. The average length of marriage ends. People wait an average of 3 years after divorce to remarry, if they remarry at all. That's statistical, October 3rd, 2012. What they're saying, if a person divorces, the average length of time they wait before they do a second marriage is 3 years. That's pretty quick. You know, 3 years there, that's not very long. Amen. That's right, Deacon said they had somebody in their mind all along for that's not a very long period of time. But that happens. And I said earlier, the statistics show, at least the statistics that I got off Google shows, that people who divorce the first time, the next time you marry, the percentage of people getting divorced is higher. The third time is higher. So that doesn't say too much about the stability of a lot of marriages. Well, I tell you, gonna look at some statistics that's gonna show you some folks been married more than four times. Now these again, by the U.S. Census Bureau, October 2012. And this one says the U.S. Census Bureau found that divorce rates for the most age groups have been dropping since 1996. Looking at the specific statistics for the age region as well as gay and celebrity divorces rates can provide an interesting picture of divorce in the United States. Okay. Divorce per first marriage, 41%. Second marriage, 60%. Third marriage, 73%. So that's unbelievable. I mean that's from what I read, it says the Census Bureau, those were the statistics. you married the first time, 41% get divorced. Second marriage, you the second go around, 60% of those folks get divorced. Third, 73%, no telling how many. If you marry five times, you'll take maybe 89%, who knows? And the average age of a divorced person is 30. Years, the average years before remarriage is 3. We said that, what the statistics show. Okay, so that's not good. Right, exactly. I guess that marriage is a hunt and peck system, you know. Just like a keyboard, you hunt and peck. Amen. Hope you hit the right key. Hope you hit the right marriage. Now, this is a statistic that, you know, we hear about a lot, but a lot of folks don't agree that it is true. Most people already know that around 50% of marriages in the United States end up in divorce. And some folks say it's not that high. So, like I said earlier, I don't know what the statistics are, but one is too many. The number is similar to high in many other developed nations. When you break it down by the number of marriages, that's what the chart we just saw on the other page, 41, 60, 73. We just saw that chart. Okay, this graph shows the age group of those getting divorced. Under the age of 20, women who file for divorce, 28%, I'll just say 27.6, men 11%, so forth. According to this statistic, women under the age of 20 get married, 27% get divorced, men 11% file for divorce. 20 to 24, women 37%, men 38.9%. 25 to 29 year olds, women 16% file for divorce, 20% of men. Ages 30 to 34 years old, women 89% file for divorce, men 12%, 11.6, but I just rounded it off. 35 to 39 years old, women who file for divorce is 5%, men 7%. So it looks like the older you get, you learn some sense. you hang in there because one of the things we talked about last week is one of the reasons why folks get divorced was what? You weren't old enough. You got married when too soon. You were not you were too young to get married to start with, and that had played a big role in whether or not you stayed together. Right, exactly. You were not mature enough to really make that decision because because if you don't have experience, you know the bills are gonna be due, the mortgage is due, car payments due, the grocery bills. I mean, all those things. Sometimes folks 18, 19 years old, that's so Greek to them. They've been so used to eating out of mom and dad's refrigerator, turning that TV on, turning that lights on, living in that home without any rent at all. And all of a sudden, oops, whoa, wait a minute. What hit me in the face? I wasn't aware. I wasn't prepared for this. The average length of marriage that ends in divorce is 8 years. That's one of the stats we showed earlier. The average length of a marriage that ends in divorce is 8 years. You've been 8 years and oops, that's it. The average number. And here's these are the same that I just saw. Those that wait 3 years after divorce to remarry, if they remarry at all. So just to repeat the statistic. The average age of a couple going through their first divorce is 30 years old. You would think they would be a little more mature. Okay, now, here is something that, because we're talking about marriage versus divorce, things that happen. 79.6% of the custodial mothers receive a support award, while only 29.6% of the custodial parents receive a support alimony, child support, custody, you know. So women, boy, they 60, 79, and a poor man, he don't get 29%. Only 29%. The court is, because the court, we know the court system, they're not too lenient or too much in favor of men when it comes to support, for the women to give men support. But, and I guess really that's where it ought to be honest with, because the man is supposed to be the supporter. But that's a pretty low percentage, but I don't agree with that really too much, because man is supposed to be the man, and he's supposed to, if you got children, you got to take care of them. Or if you marry somebody and you're going to divorce them, you ought to take care of them, because they put that life on hold to marry that person, and then you can put them out there on their own. They can't do anything. So I think that's fair that a man takes care of that. Take care of that spouse, right? I agree with that. And I suppose it's, I think it depends upon the reason for the divorce. You know, I think that should have some bearing on whatever percentage that husband has to pay, or the ex-husband has to pay. Okay, now look at this statistic. 46.9% of the non-custodial mothers total default on their support, while only 26.9% of the custodial fathers default on their support. Which means that if a mother, the court says, okay, you're at fault, and if you had done this, you wouldn't be in this situation. So now you're gonna have to support that husband who. He's a custodial parent, you're not, you gotta have to pay 46%. 46% of those pay, 46% of them default totally. They just don't pay a dime. While 26 or 30% of non-custodial fathers, the mother has custody, but the father is supposed to be paying support. Only 29% of them totally default, don't pay a dime. Because now they're really tough on that, because they're hunting down all the parents that who are not in support, and they put them in jail. They're getting pretty tough on that. But these are statistics maybe not up to date quite. It may be higher or lower than that. Deadbeat dads, matter of fact, there's a program called Deadbeat Dad TV program that comes on in Louisville. I know. Okay, now these are celebrity divorces. Elin Nordegren got $750 million, custody of the kids in exchange for Silas and Tiger Woods' divorce. He paid her $750 million. That's $750 million. So she got custody, because well, they actually both, you know, share the kids, but she has parental custody. They live with her. He has two kids, but that's a lot of money. $750 million. I'm gonna be silent. I'm not gonna tell you about all the stuff you did. So. You for $750 million, I keep quiet. amen. But he's still about a billionaire, so I don't guess it makes much difference. Okay, marriage statistics. The celebrity who has been married and divorced the most time is actress Zsa Gabor, who has been married 9 times. How can you get married 9 times? Well, I guess you can. If that statistic has changed, I don't know. But Aaron.
No.
Bigamy. 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 Absolutely, but of course we know bigamy is against the law of God too, for sure. That God doesn't allow scripturally, and you can't have but one wife. And Britney Spears holds the record for the shortest celebrity marriage. Her union with friend Jason Alexander lasted 55 hours before it was a. that's pretty quick. 55 hours and they got divorced. Oh yeah, but we're winding down on this thing. So the statistics on the likelihood of divorce, and these again somebody else's numbers. I think we saw that earlier. People who wait to marry until they are over the age of 25 are 24% less likely to get divorced. So what they're saying, if you marry too early, but if you wait, those that wait 20, when they're 25 years older, you're 25% less chance of you getting a divorce. Because at that point, you ought to have a good job, you should be stabilized in your employment, in your income, all that kind of stuff, because one of the things that causes divorce is lack of money or funds, but if you mature enough, you're not likely to get a divorce. Now, when I was in the Air Force, they had a rule, the insurance companies had a rule about, if you're under the age of 25, your insurance rate was really ridiculous. They have an arbitrary point, 25 years old. I guess they consider once you get 25 older, you're a little more mature. But it hurt me because, you know, I was a good driver, didn't have an accident, but as long as I was under 25, my rate was a certain percentage. Once I reached 25, then I got back into the average. But so they had a rule about that 25 years. So then I can understand the maturity part of that. Living together, now here's another one. Living together prior to getting married can increase the chance of getting divorced by as much as 40%. So the opposite, you know, if, you know, 25, oh, that's pretty high. Living together before you get married increases your chance of getting divorced by 40%. Okay, now, if you've attended college, your risk of divorce decreases by 13%. What they're saying, college-educated people, they get divorced, but their rate, based upon the average divorces, their rate decreases by 13% less likely to get divorced if you're a college graduate. The Barna Research Group measured divorce statistics by religion. They found that 29% of all Baptists are divorced, the highest for U.S. religious group, while only 21% of atheists, agnostics, were divorced. That's the lowest rate. If you don't believe in the Lord, that's amazing that the people who don't believe in God have the lowest percentage of divorce than people who supposedly believe in God and are in church. Okay, divorce and children statistics. Okay, 43% of children growing up in America today are being raised without their fathers. have that probably higher now. Not sure what the date of that statistic is, but that's an alarming statistic. 43% of children growing up in America today are raised without a father in the house. So we wonder why the problems we have right now. You know, God's intended for a husband and wife to be together, to raise those children together and be examples to them. Should be two. Thank God for the mothers who do great jobs and taking care of children, sticking with it, because most little men go, they gone. But that mom sticks with those kids. I'm telling you, we congratulate them for that. And I hope the men will wake up and really rise up to that responsibility and take care of their children. 75% of the children with divorced parents live with their mother. 75% of the children with divorced parents live with their mother. That's what happened. Dad goes, he goes his merry way and doing what he wants to do. Yeah, you take care of your own. What did B.B. King said in a song? He said something about to the effect that he and his wife had 9 children. Now she wants to give them back. So, something like that, you know. Yeah. But that's a sad commentary. That 75% of the ones who get, so that tell me how severely hurt children are. You know, when they got that many percentage of children living with a divorced parent. Now, what kind of chance? It's hard enough to get along and get by with both parents, but when the divorce is in there, it disrupts that child's normalcy. Sometimes the mother and father don't get along together after they get divorced. It just causes all kinds of things, the chaos, because it's not a godly thing. God didn't intend for that to be that way. Yeah, sometimes Deacon says sometimes the children think it's their fault because mom and dad got divorced. They go on a guilt trip and certainly, and sometimes they commit suicide. Children have been known to commit suicide because the parents got divorced and they want to blame themselves, which they really had nothing to do with it. 28% of the children living with a divorced parent live in a household with an income below the poverty line. And that's a recipe for disaster. But living below the poverty line, don't have very much income, because chances are that person who's not in custody of those children are probably not paying whatever the alimony or child support they should be paying. Okay, half of all, because it's not my statistic, but you look up on Google, half of all American children will witness the breakup of a parent's marriage. Oh, that's tough. Of these children, close to half will also see the breakup of the parent's second marriage. You know, children go through it twice. Bad enough to go through one time, but sometimes those very same children go through a second divorce, and that's very tough psychologically on a child. Okay, this is just divorce statistics by state and region, depending on what states have the highest divorce rates, according to somebody's statistic, not mine. Oklahoma is the highest overall divorce rate at 13.45. 32% of Oklahoma adults who have ever been married have been divorced. Yeah. Oh well, you can take it for what you believe. Arkansas has the second highest rate of divorce in the country, 13.15. The divorce rate for men in Arkansas is the highest in the country at 13.5. So. That's just statistic. I'm just giving you some numbers. Alaska's divorce rate at 13.05 is the highest. Alaska also has the highest divorce rate for women in the country at 16.2. Well, take it for what it's worth. Just okay. Overall, people living in northeastern states have lower marriage and divorce rates, while those in southern states down south are more likely to get married. They also have a higher divorce rate. Divorce statistics can highlight facets of divorce that follow unexpected trends. For a better understanding of the divorce process, you can visit McKinley Irvin divorce blog. That's who put that out. That's the information. You can go and find those statistics. McKinley Irving's divorce blog. Source http://1usa.gov/1dmpv12. So those are somebody else's stats. Okay, here are the stats of celebrity marriage again. What is the shortest marriage? We say Britney Spears, 55 hours. Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman, married 9 days, got divorced. Cher, you all know who Cher is, don't you? Cher. And Greg Allman, were married 9 days and got divorced. Allie Landry, Mario Lopez, married 18 days and got divorced. Ethel Merman and Ernest Borgnine, married 32 days and got divorced. Drew Barrymore and Jeremy Thomas, 39 days and got divorced. Pamela Anderson and Rick Salomon, 60 days and got married. Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries, 72 days and got divorced. And the last one, you know, on a good note, Herbert and Zelmyra Fisher maintain the Guinness World Record for the longest marriage, 86 years. 86 years, they were married for 86 years. And they were from North Carolina. I think that's it. But these people, which tells me that we started with, biblically, Adam and Eve. He lived to be 930 years and he didn't get divorced, so that's pretty, well, actually, we don't know how long they lived, because I'm not sure because one died before the other one, but at least 900 years they were married, I would say. So you know, you figure that. And here, in this earth that we're on now, this couple lived together 86 years. And they ask her a question. I don't know if I can play this or not. I did have a little video of them, but I'm gonna see if it will come up. Sometimes when you want to play it, it won't play it. When you're back in your office, it plays. But when you get out here to show it, sometimes it doesn't, because it's a little different atmosphere down here. But let me see if I can pull that up right quick. Okay, let's see here. Let me see if this will play for me. Let's see. Let me get some volume here.
And you alone were meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me and say, thank you.
married for 86 years. I think that's pretty good. Amen. Some folks can't even stay married for 86 days. But thanks be to God that we're going to conclude that part of the Bible study. So that's part four. Parts 1, 2, 3, and 4 will be on our website, www.christtempleofparishkentucky.com, and you can read all four of them. God bless.